Vilay kakli, kalolim, kakli adama, the emikabim tuma. This kli now, when it comes out of the manure, when it comes out of the waste of the animal, is considered like kli galolim. Now the other law is not makabim tuma. The other makos we learned, kli avonim, kli galolim, kli adama, emikabim tuma. It's not makabim tuma at all. Lemon divre terv, lemon divre seif, even the rabbanon not. I do know, loy heavy yichol. It's not considered like it was rotten away in the stomach of the animal. Again, I do maybe loy heavy yichol. It's not called like it was digested in the animal. That's the shiloh. Again, when that elephant swallowed twigs, and then inside its stomach it became into a basket, and now it came out. So is it called like it was digested in the body of in the elephant? And what comes out is called gilolim, and that's the loch of kli gilolim. It's not makabatumma. Or maybe no, it's not called digested. It went in a twig and it came out twigs. And now it came into the form of a kli. So maybe it's still fit to be a makabal tumah. That would be the shayla. Is this kli considered kli galolim? Or maybe no, it's not considered ichul. It's not considered digested. It's not called a kli galolim. Rather, it's called a regular kli. That could be a makabal tumah. That's the shayla. So Mora says, okay, tif should lay, let me be posh, I'll tell you the answer. Mehadi yom ula, from what ula said, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik. In the name of we heard of from Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik, that he said it once happened in Maisa Ubalu Zeivim that a wolf once swallowed up Shnei Tinoikas, two kids, the Avir Yad in the other side of the Yardin, Ubo Maisa Vnechachom Tzachom, they asked the Shalom for the Chomim that Mashman came out of the wolf. So when it came out, they want to know, was there Tumas Mason at? There were kids. Now the Mason, does it have a Tumas Mason? Is the boss still considered boss, or is there a Tumas Mason at? And the Chum said, V'tiru es abosso. They said that the bosser is torah, it has no tumas meis. So here you see, since it went through the animal, it's sort of like it was digested there, it's not called bosser anymore. So by yoso, that this twigs that went through the elephant, it's considered ichul, and it's not called a regular kli, but called a kli gilolim, and the chur should not be makabal tumah. So Mora says, no, you can't bring any proof. I'll tell you, shani bosser. Bosser of a person is different. The rochich, it's very soft. Since it's soft, therefore it's called digested, it has no tumor to it. But maybe by just twigs, that's a little bit harder, maybe it's not called digested, it's still called the same twigs. Or it says, no, for lift ship me safe, let me bring you proof from the end, from the seifa. It says, with timu es hatzomis, but the bones of the tinoikus, that had a tumas mace on it. So here you see, something that's hard is not called an ichel. So here twigs also is called hard, it should not be called an ichel. So Mora says, no, also, Shani Yatzomis Akushe Tvei, could be bones are very, very hard. So Chanami, something so hard like bones, and the Chanami, that's not an ichol, that's not digested, that still is called the same matzav as before. Mashenkin over here, twigs, we still have a suffix. Therefore, that's a suffix when the elephant swallowed up the twigs, and it came out with a kli, is it called a kli eitz, that is makabal tumah, or is it called a kli galolim, that's not makabal tumah. The other Gemara says, "Boy, Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir asks a question like this: what's going to be chitim wheat sheyordu ba'ovim that comes down from the clouds? The clouds like throw down wheat. Ma, what's the loch? So what's the lamai? What is nageitu? Ilim nochis. If you want to, could use this wheat to make manochis with? Amai loy? Why not? It's regular wheat. The pshat from the wheat is like Rashi brings down that the clouds go down to the ocean, a kindness." And it swallows up the water, and it could be it was full of wheat there, and now the wheat comes down through the clouds. So why isn't it kosher l'manochus? Ela rather shalu is l'shtei alechem. Is it kosher to use for l'shtei alechem? Amai, what's the shaila? Because the pasuk says, mi mosh v'seichem. You have to take wheat from Eretz Yisrael itself, from mosh v'seichem. Om rachmona, that's what the Torah says. So what does that mean? Does it mean la'fuke de chutzlaretz? You just can't use wheat that was grown in chutzlaretz. Deloy, that's no good. Well, the yovim shapadami, but the wheat that comes down from the clouds, maybe it is good. Or duma, maybe no. Mi moshvaseichem dafka. It means that only where you're living means on the ground. The wheat has to only come from the ground. Feafil the yovim namilo, but you cannot use the wheat that was taken up by the clouds and now come down from the clouds. Maybe that's absurd to be used for the shtei alechem. That's the shayla. So that was the shayla. Now the Gemara says, v'chlalu miyika kagazin. Did you ever hear of such a case? That the clouds, like it rains down wheat. Who ever heard of that? Tzmur says, in yes, ki di aydi taya, v'nochus le rum kizva chiti, but losa pasi.
So Gemara says, yes, it happened once, Kediyadi Taya. It once happened to Aidi, the Arab, that Nochasle again, Rum Kizvo, it once fell down the height of Mamish, of a Tefach. Nochasle Rum Kizvo Chiti Betlosa Parsi, spread over an area of three Pasois, there was a Tefach high of wheat. So you see, it could happen. So therefore, that was a Shal, a Kosher for Shtei Lechemanat. Boy Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. She boiles sheviyo shlish koydim liyomer. You have a stalk of wheat. Let's say sheviyo shlish that it was a third grown before Pesach. The okra and uprooted it before Pesach. And now Pesach went by. The yomer passed by. So it was matvet pachilo. But then after Pesach v'shoslo liach leimer, you again put it back in the ground to grow more after Pesach. V'yasifo, now this stalk grew more. So now what's the locha? The stalk, which the oimer was matavit already, v'sharya, it's mutav, v'sharya oimer, the oimer was matavit, you'll not eat it. Aduma, maybe no. Bosa taisetus is leaning, go bosa, the new crop that's growing right now. You're planting it again and it's growing higher more. So it grows new now, it's a chodesh. This is growing after the oimer, so it's not mutav until next year, Pesach. V'yach yovi oimer habor, it should be yosa, says the shayla. Zemur says, Tifshit lei, I'll bring you a pshitas against you, mihod yom rabavu, that rabavu said, Omer Rav Yechanan, Omer Rav Yechanan, that yaldo, shesivcha bezikhnom, we have a young branch from a tree of Orla, it's only 2 years old, and you graft it on now to a ziknan older tree, of what Paris, and on this branch, there was a pre, so that pre was Orla. So it says now, filo hoisif of a messiah, even if it grows 200 times more, and what grows new now is not Orla. Because what grows new now is growing out of the old tree, that's not Orla. Still, it's also. So, who you see, always goes Basa the Ikka. And since the Ikka was Orla, it still remains Orla. So, by us also, it should be Mutter, because the Ikka, the Oimer, was Matir. If you have Shmuel, Banachmin, or Rabbi Yenisin, Botzla, if you have an onion, Shesos, Lubikerim, that you planted in a vineyard, Vinekar, Hakerim, and then you uprooted the Kerim. So kids, when you first planted it, had an isaklaim on it. That says, I feel a of Messiah, even if 200 times grow more on it now, still it's also. Why? Because you go boss of the Iker. Since the Iker has an isaklaim on it, it still remains also. So here you see here, that you go boss of the Iker. So by Yas also, it should be Mutter. Smurah says, no, it could be, he Gufa coming bala, this Gufa is our Shiloh. Mifshat Pshitilu L'Rabbonin. Is it so simple to the Rabbonin? The boss of Iker has Linan, that's true. They hold for sure you go boss of the Ikum, what it started out with, and Leishna Lakulu Leishna Lakhumra. Whether it's Lakulu Lakhumra, both you'd say it. Because these last two cases here, you go in the Khumra. Now, since the Ikum was Orla, or since the Ikum was Klayim, it still remains Klayim. But, nerds, so the one side is yes, they hold out the Ikuradin, and even by yes, what's Nagay Lakula, it'd go Lakula also. But the other side was no, Iduma maybe no, maybe really Svuki Mistafkalu. So I don't have a suffix what the locker is. The only meant to say lechumra. Like over here, you go lechumra to say, it's still called Ola, it's still called Klayim. But in our Shiloh, where the Oimer was first mata this stalk, there was only a third grown, and now you replant it, it could be lechumra, we would not say go bossa ikka. But rather, we have to go lechumra to say no, maybe you don't go bossa the ikka, that you should go bossa the ikka to say that it's mutter. That since the Iker was, the Oimer was Mat, it has no Isachadish, it still remains Mutter. But the other tzad is no, that maybe it's only a Suffolk, and therefore here, you have to go Lechumra. And therefore we go Lechumra to say, don't go Basa the Iker, to say no, what grows now is Chodesh, and therefore be Yasa, so take it, that's the Shaila. Boy, Rabbalin, Yemaisa, Mai, Hechidamach Goin, alright, we'll stop here.
Continue on the other side, just wait to the end of the tape and turn over, we'll start on the other side the next day.